The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Does anyone actually know what's going on here?
I literally have no idea.
Help.
We're 20 whatever.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas, for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
And welcome back to 20 Whatever. Another week with another great episode.
It's going to be great. We can just say that preemptively.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we already know.
With all confidence.
Hope you've enjoyed this great episode that we're about to film.
See? Confidence. You can fake it. Girl, I will fake it till I make it. So I can confidently say this is going to be such an episode. Wow. So, as we know.
What a lead in.
I know. I hope you're hyped, ladies, yes. Because we have got to get confident.
Right.
And the weather's starting to warm up. Ladies, mm-hmm. We're breaking out our skirts, showing a little ankle, showing a little skin, you know.
Careful. Don't get us demonetized.
Oh, my goodness. Right. So, and with the warm weather comes different kind of clothes coming in, different mm-hmm. situations. And
the vibes change
have had some conversations around this before where, like, rejecting the bikini body and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So today we're going to be just chatting about confidence and dealing with those insecurities around this time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, it'll be nice to talk about it now, I think, because we, again, had that great episode. And last time we chatted about this during the season of like, mm-hmm. Swim season's among us. How do we feel, ladies? What's the temperature check? Mm-hmm. So I think today's going to be a really great conversation.
Yes, I'm excited. I feel like there's obviously, like, confidence, your confidence levels change as you grow, and it's a roller coaster, I feel like,
yes.
for a lot of your life, unless you're just blessed to just feel confident all the time, and I'm jealous of you. But I think there's, obviously, we've talked about this before, but, like, in your 20s, there's just so much expectation for so many things, and, like, supposedly, like, the 20s are, like, your hottest time of your life, and then after that, like, you're in the ground, basically, like, decrepit. And, like, so you're, like, holding on to, I don't know what we're holding on to, or, mm-hmm. like, the thought of, like, I gotta, like, be so confident and, like, so hot, because, like, I'm gonna blink and it'll be over, and then I'll be wishing.
Yeah.
Weird.
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
Which I think it's also important that we talk about how many different types of confidences there are, because, like, mm-hmm. there are confidences within your body, within confidence in, like, in your work.
Right, your education levels, all that stuff. Yeah.
There's so many layers to it. It's not just like, oh, I'm confident, so, like, love my body. And you're like, all right, glad that you are in that.
Yeah.
Glad you're confident in your body, babe, because you have to be confident in all these other aspects as well.
All right, you have one of 12 boxes checked.
Right.
Great.
Oh, you thought you were done?
Exactly.
Joke's on you.
Being a woman be like.
Yeah.
It's kind of how it feels.
Definitely. Feels impossible sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So how do you feel like since that episode we did at this time last year, how has your confidence changed?
I definitely feel since the last time we shot this episode, I feel absolutely more confident in myself than from that episode. I think when we were going to shoot that episode last time, I was kind of nervous. I was nervous. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to, like, have to figure out how to, you know, like, explain how I'm not confident, or, like, pretend I'm confident or something like that. Because also, confidence kind of also feels like a pretend, like, it's all how you fake it. I don't know. And I just was so much, I don't know what I'm supposed to do or what the right thing, quote unquote, is to do. And I feel like now, as I'm getting in my later 20s, it's just realizing more, this is my body, and I know what I'm capable of, and I'm going to feel confident in myself, because if I'm not confident in, like, that area, I can just learn and be better and just grow, and that's fine. So I think, feeling a little bit like, she got a little head on her shoulders. I'm like, if someone was like, tried to tell me something about my confidence, I'd be like, yeah, but personally, I think that I know that I am confident in this. So it just doesn't hurt as much, I think.
Yeah.
I think it shows.
Really?
I feel like thinking back to this time last year, you just seem lighter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I feel like you have, you've always had this like amazing, bubbly, carefree energy.
Yeah.
But I think that carefree has been more emphasized mm-hmm. in the last year. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think even us being on the podcast, I mean, this, we're going to be in like, this is the second year. Mm-hmm. I think even from last year, even the amount that you like interject and all of the things that you say is like more than last year. And that's not even really about your body or your, you know, your confidence with yourself, but just like confident enough to like come up here and talk your shit and do your thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Has like increased as well.
Yeah. Confidence that what you say has value.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Thank you for saying that because I like, not kind of now I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I do feel strong in what I say. I like, I don't know. And I'm like, where was this? But like, we could beat ourselves up. There. You can't yeah. be, you know, and I find myself being like, let's give ourselves grace. And it's okay that back in the day you thought to be safe that you had to do et cetera, et cetera. And now you can feel confident and not feel like you're stepping on anybody's toes. Or for example, right now we're on the podcast, the three of us. And it's like, I don't want to like feel like, oh my God, like overly. So you find yourself being like, I don't want to.
Let me pull back.
Yeah. You want to like pull back so you can allow other people to shine. But I realized I was like, sometimes you're just like, kind of like putting yourself, like just closing it completely because you're fearful of like shining because you're scared or I don't know.
It's right.
Silly talk in your head, you know?
But that, I mean, that's fair because I feel like too, and maybe, I mean, this might be a reach. I don't think it's a reach, but all of us, I think what we all have in common is our like chatty, just like we will run our mouths forever until we get told to stop, mm-hmm. until we literally get told to shut up.
Right. Yeah.
And so I think that like now we're adults, right? And so no one's gonna tell you to shut up, but you can feel when people want you to shut up.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Right.
You know,
right,
you
right.
can feel it. You can mm-hmm. see it and you're like, I need to shut my mouth. So I think you also might be like, I don't, let me just beat them to it and let me just shut up.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
For sure. And back in the day too, like always trying to talk also quickly because I'm like, allow me to not talk too much to bore mm-hmm. you and for you to feel the need to tell me to shut the fuck up.
Right.
Yeah. But now I'm like, you know what? This is how I feel and I'm going to express myself. And if you are like, that had no value, then that had no value for you.
Yeah.
For you. And that's
to
okay.
To you.
Right.
Yeah.
So what about you guys? How do you feel this time around?
I feel a lot more confident than I did then. I think I have, listen, people are like, how are you so confident? I'm like, it is all delusion. Mm-hmm. It truly, mm-hmm. like you just walk around like, I literally have never seen anyone hotter than me. Wow, good luck to everyone. Tragic mm-hmm. to them. Mm-hmm. Not me though. I'm mm-hmm. so hot. And that's just not even real. Obviously, that's like so dramatic. But like, when you just say stuff like that, you just gotta start believing it. But also, I feel like I was confident in who I wanted people to view me as.
Mm.
Now, because like that character, I was confident in playing her. I knew I did a good job and people believed that and it was giving what needed to give. But like me, truly, like Ryan in my heart was not confident.
Mm.
And now I'm like, I'm like on the precipice of like being like, I really love who I am. Mm-hmm. And like, this is what I can give. And I'm sorry if it's not for you, but like, this is who I truly am at my core, which is that other girl, which is also that Ryan too, but like not so much of the character and just more of like me. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I've just been like taking time to really, really like talk with myself when I'm not feeling confident or when I'm feeling insecure about mm-hmm. anything. Mm-hmm. Like, why do you feel insecure? Well, I don't want to ask about this because I don't want people to think that I'm dumb and think that I don't know this and I'm insecure about this. And before I wasn't doing that. It was just like, oh my God, I feel so insecure. Okay, well, let's just think about something else.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to sit here and dwell in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what kept me from truly feeling confident because I wasn't like talking to myself to figure out why.
Yeah.
I was like insecure, you know? I was just like, well, I'm insecure. All right, well, titties, let's shake them. Everybody loves a pair of tits. Like,
right.
You know? And then we do the dance and we move on and we don't have to sit here and think about why I'm feeling weird.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I feel weird. Oh, well, let me do a song and a dance and I'm fine now.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of now, I'm like, well, let's sit with that,
let's
Ryan.
Let's unpack it.
Mm-hmm.
And why do you feel insecure? Like yeah, asking yourself those questions. Yes.
Truly.
Getting to the root of it.
Because if you yeah. don't, then it's just like, well, I don't know. You know, it just like, it's like, well, a lot of feelings have reason behind it.
Yeah.
And you could like help yourself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think there is an element of that, too, that was like, okay, well, I'm insecure, but she's not. The character, Ryan.
Right.
Is not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And when someone compliments you, well, that's not to me.
Right.
That's to her.
Yeah. Right.
Like, deflective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, I believe that, and I would take it, and if somebody was like, oh, my God, you're so beautiful, I'm like, But also, thank you for saying that, because I really didn't feel that way, but thank you. Mm-hmm. And also, I know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm. Now that you've had, it sounds like, more practice with yourself, practicing talking to yourself and checking in with yourself. Mm-hmm. Do you find that on a day where you are just really not feeling confident, you're not feeling good, you don't want to look in the mirror, you don't want to do whatever it is that makes you feel that way? Mm-hmm. Do you feel like it's less jarring?
Yeah.
When you do have that crack in the confidence where you're, it's not like all of a sudden I'm everything, I'm nothing.
Mm-hmm. And I just sit in it now.
Yeah.
Like, I just allow myself to feel whatever it is versus being like, deflect, it's fine, I'm fine, girl. What are you talking about? You're fine, you're beautiful, look at yourself.
Mm-hmm. Allowing yourself to not feel confident sometimes takes a lot of vulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also something that we have to do continually throughout our entire lives, because there will always be days and moments and experiences that make us feel insecure.
Mm-hmm.
And ignoring it, maybe depending on the situation sometimes, right? It is fake it till you make it.
Right.
In the moment. But allowing yourself to not feel confident really is like an act of bravery.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I always think to myself, I'm like, who is this for? I'm like, it's just me in this room right now. You can like cut the act. Like, it's just me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was a really interesting moment where I was like, who are you doing? There's no one in here. Mm-hmm. There's no one in your head but you. It's just you.
Mm-hmm.
So who is this for?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, I don't want to. Who are you trying to convince? I know you're lying. I'm you.
Mm-hmm. Shit, that's big. God, that's no, big.
God. Like, when you're looking at yourself in the mirror, pointing in the mirror, and you're like, who? You.
I'm
you.
Like, you. Bitch, me. Like, who are you trying to convince right now? Like,
and who is this all for?
But even to acknowledge that means you have to acknowledge that there's an act.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh god, it's so heavy. Oh my gosh, we are constantly like, I feel like even our, not just like our media, but like everything around you, like, it's kind of like prying on like the little insecurities or the, like those little voices in yourself, in your head, that you have to like quiet down. And I think as we get older, we are learning to hear quiet the voice and quiet the voice and talk to it and, and be like, and I raise you this because I know that I am worth this much.
Right.
Oof. And you're like, yeah, but you're into this, and you're like, right, she said that, but who do you value more? Her opinion or your value of your own self?
Right.
Who are we going to have at the end of the day? You. All right, so do we genuinely care what she thinks?
Right.
No, not really.
Right.
Okay, then let's be confident. Also,
do you believe her? Do you believe, because that's the thing too. If somebody said something, if you're like, that's not even true, then it's like, okay, then let it go. But if there's some truth in what was said, or you believe that, let's chat about it.
I heard a quote recently that it wasn't like life-changing, earth-breaking, shattering, but it was like basic, simple. If you would not go to them for advice, why would you take their criticism?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, and I think that obviously there's bigger conversations about like constructive criticism, but in general, especially unsolicited criticism.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If this isn't someone you would go to for advice about the thing, why would you let them make you feel insecure about it?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's tough in that situation, Jess, as well, because when you do value the person, for example, I've heard many people that like had a situations with their mom, you know, and like growing up as a woman, the voice of your mother is obviously, I do value what that person says. I value what that person thinks. So in the situation, it's like tough. And growing up, that voice that your mother puts in your head is your voice for so long, you know,
and your inner voice,
your inner voice is, you know, you're like, my mom would this, and it lives with you until, well, always, forever, I feel. But as you get older, you're like, right, but also, and this, and that, and allow me to reparent myself in a way that I think I can.
And I am me.
You bringing that up reminded me a couple weeks ago. So Grace and I do this toddler, like, parent and me class every week. And they always have a quote on the board when you walk in. And it's usually, like, very light, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the other week it said, the way we talk to our children becomes their inner voice.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true.
Yeah.
So true.
Yeah.
Genuinely. It's like they're writing with freaking Sharpie on my brain.
On my brain. Yeah.
Seriously. Because there are things that you've heard that you're like, and I don't know why I remember that, but there it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I have a question.
Yeah.
You all are in different stages of your life. So are a lot of your friends and family. I find, because you bringing up the mom stuff, Paloma, like, got me. Because for my mom, it's love you so much. It's the, her inner voice is always telling her what she has done and what she will do is not enough. Mm-hmm. So I feel like she has a harder time sitting in the moment and enjoying being present with herself. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even think about that until you said it. And I was like, oh, yeah, because it's never, she's never enough mm-hmm. in the moment. It's when I do this, when I gain this, when I lose this, when I do the next dot, 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 I will be worthy. And that never mm-hmm. comes. And she's been worthy the whole time. And it's hard. I want to, like, kind of shout and shake her a little and be like, right. yeah, yeah, no, like, whatever I need to right, say. But right. also, like, that doesn't work.
Yeah.
And so how do you sit with, in your confidence journeys, how do you sit with people who are not where you're at and make space for them without putting yourself in a weird spot? Because I feel like that's been difficult in my 20s.
Mm. First of all, great question.
Yeah, yeah. Can I just say, you sharing that you've been worthy all along, that like hit me. Mm-hmm. And that I think is something everyone needs to hear.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All this work that you're doing and these things that you want to do and these goals that you have, that's great. Like right. you can do that. But that's not going to make you worthy of love and acceptance. You are already there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that that's why instilling confidence in our children is the biggest thing that you can instill in them. Because mm-hmm. if they believe that they are enough and they are worthy, they're not going to spend their lives looking out for it. Because yeah. they already know it's all here. And you're yeah. like, damn.
Yeah.
Right in the heart.
Yeah. It's hard, though, when you talk to, like, I think I, you know, I talked to my sister who's, you know, 14. And I'm like, oof, girl, I am sorry to you. And I'm not jealous of you. I want you to know.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Being a 14-year-old. Oh, my gosh.
Dude, what the fuck? Imagine being right a 14-year-old right now. Yeah, no.
I think that was the hardest year for me. When I really think about it, I think like 14, 15 was yeah. like.
She's a freshman in high school. So we are already in high school, like crazy stuff.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I hear, we talk and stuff and. I've heard her say, like, oh, I need to, like, you know, just change some stuff about her appearance that she thinks she needs to do. And it just breaks my heart. And I want to be like, girl, this stuff doesn't even matter. And, like, whatever. But, yeah, just like Jess said, she wants to scream and shake her mom. But, like, that's not going to work. That doesn't work. Mm-hmm. Right? Because people tell you, you're beautiful. You don't need to blah, blah. And you're like, girl, oh, yes, but.
Right.
You know, it's like your mom telling you. And you're right. like, girl, that is your job. That right. your job is to literally tell me that I'm beautiful, so I don't really believe you. Mm-hmm. you know? Yeah,
right.
But so it is hard when people are like feeling insecure and they're not confident and you just want to tell them that they're worthy and it's fine. But I think the best thing you could do instead of just trying to convince them that they are what they say they're not is to just inquire one about like why. Because usually it's like, oh, so-and-so said something. Or I heard so-and-so and so-and-so. Because then you can then be like, oh, this boy in your math class who probably picks his nose and, like, hasn't changed his underwear in 45 days said that.
Right.
Then you can put it into perspective.
Right. Yeah.
Right? Like, yeah. And I feel like once you ask why they feel that way and they start to explain, you can, like, get – you can just put perspective to it.
Yeah.
Versus, like, I just feel like this because I feel – and whatever. It's like, right, but how do we get to that? How do we get there?
I think asking those questions is really important, regardless of age.
Mm-hmm.
Agree.
Oh, yeah.
I found that a lot of the older people in my life, when I did start asking those questions, especially in terms of body image, right? Mm-hmm. I can't eat this. I have to go, you mm-hmm. know, work out because I ate this meal and I feel so terrible about myself, or I have to lose weight for this vacation. They've rarely had someone say, oh, why?
Mm-hmm. Right. They're just yes. like, yeah.
That's just how
it's been and how
it's been and how everyone talks.
Mm-hmm. And that's just how things are.
Yeah.
So,
right. Yeah. You're going on vacation. Of course you want to lose some weight.
Right.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Yeah. Got it.
And then finally, when you ask the like, well, why?
But why?
Mm. I know. It's the sitting and so, with
but
it.
It's also sometimes they don't even know why.
Right. And they're it's like, probably because like, my own mom told me.
Right.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, when you go on vacation, you want to look your best. And you're like, that still doesn't answer my question as to why you want to lose weight or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're just saying something else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Absolutely.
Well, and then also having such a warped perception. I don't know if any of you suffer from body dysmorphia, but no matter how I've looked forever, it's like that's always been a thing until I had a word for it. And I was like, oh. And then understanding that later in my 20s of being like, oh, if I, like you said, go on vacation, I know I'm not going to want to look at pics the first week. But the second week, I will enjoy those photos. But if so it's like kind of knowing it and feeling out what works and doesn't work for me so that I don't, like, I don't enjoy being perceived even by myself. And so I have to like mind that. Mm-hmm. And also you all are like out on the internet. So how does that work for you?
Oh, my.
Yeah. Well, that's loaded, Jess. See,
I think that's great, though, that you know that about yourself now and know that you can, that you want the pictures. Mm-hmm. Right. Because I think a lot of the times that leads to, I just am not going to take any pictures or I'm going to take them and then I'm going to look at them and fall into that self-loathing. Mm-hmm. But to be able to say, I know I'm going to want these pictures, but I also know it is not going to be productive for me to look at them right now. Mm-hmm. Right. So let's take them.
Yeah.
And then let's store them for later.
Right.
Right. Right.
Yeah. That's like really, I think, amazing practical advice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's you've sat with yourself, realized why you feel this way. And you're like, but although I still feel this way and I can't change right now how I'm feeling, I'm still going. Yes. And I'm going to take the photos because this is for me and I want to look at these later. You're setting boundaries like with your own self, kind of, you know, like okay, no, I'm not going to look in the mirror. I mean, when Sierra mentioned that, like the body checking, I wasn't even aware that I was body checking until she brought it up. And I was like, oh, my God, I didn't even know.
Yeah.
But once you know, you have to set boundaries with your own self because that's better for you.
Because now you know.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Setting boundaries with yourself. I think that's hard. Huge for everyone. I think I've also had to make sure I do that in terms of you were asking about being like a public figure on the internet. Mm-hmm. Had to do that with myself of like at a certain point, we don't read comments.
Right.
If I'm in a certain headspace, we don't read comments.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because a comment that I may be able to just scroll past and brush by one day may wreck me another day.
Right.
Yes.
And I used to find that when I was in a really negative headspace, I would seek that out. Mm-hmm. I would go and scroll through until I found the one that validated the negative feeling I was having.
You're like, aha, I told you.
Well, it's almost like you're curating your own suffering.
Yeah. Oh, right. My. Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. It's self-sabotage. Damn. And that is one of the hard things about being a creator on the internet is that that is always at your disposal.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
If you want it, you can find it. I think it is very easy to get sucked into the comments because, you know, whatever people say, whatever it is that they want to say. But, like, I have just decided in my brain that these people have nothing else better to do. And I am no better than them if I'm looking for them.
Yeah.
They could do they could be doing anything, but they're not. They're wasting their time talking about me. Of course you are. Because I'm doing something and you're not. Because if you were doing something, you wouldn't be here in the comments or you wouldn't be talking shit or wherever you're talking shit, you know? And that makes me like, well, then I can't really care about the opinion of these people.
Yeah. You genuinely feel bad. Genuinely. Because it's
yes,
like,
then I get there.
And it must be tough being in that place because you're like, it makes me feel good to make other people feel bad. That's so sad to be there.
Yeah.
And that's where I feel especially bad for people who go viral unexpectedly. I can't imagine for people who, you know, have a viral video on TikTok overnight and then all of a sudden everyone's saying all these things about them and analyzing everything that they do and like that, I think would be incredibly difficult. And that's also getting increasingly more common.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like to have a viral video like 5 or 10 years ago was like, you were like one of 10.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. And now it's like, okay, there's probably hundreds of people going viral for the first time every day on TikTok.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
And I think that could go for, you know, real life relationships too, especially for family. Mm-hmm. Because for me personally, obviously, I'm not going to have friends in my life who make me feel that way.
Right.
And who say rude things and make those kind of comments. Like, I'm not going to choose to have you in my life. All of my friends and my circle are lovely, supportive people.
Right. Yes. Right.
You don't always get to make those choices with your family.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I think it's deciding. I forget which one of you said it, but someone said something about if you wouldn't take advice from them.
Jessica.
Of course it was.
Right.
Of course it was. Always with the best. But I've really applied that with my family. Mm-hmm. You know, those comments used to take a lot from me.
Mm-hmm.
And those judgments, not just about my body and my appearance, but like you said, so many other aspects of who we are as people.
Mm-hmm.
I had to take a step back and go, well, I'm honestly kind of glad that they don't like me.
Right.
Because that must mean I'm doing something right.
Yeah.
Right.
I wouldn't take advice from you. we don't align on like anything.
Right.
So why would I now put stock in your insults?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Not to get introspective again, but have you ever realized that you're, even if only in your own head, it never leaves your lips, you never say anything. Have you realized you're being the hater friend?
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And what do you do with that? Because I feel like I hadn't had that experience until my early 20s. Mm. When I was realizing I wasn't happy for someone at a time where I wanted to be happy for them. And that had to do with me, not them.
Right.
Yeah. 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 I did have an experience like that where I had a friend who, whenever I would hang out with them, I would come home and feel like I needed to have like almost a debrief with Steven. Mm-hmm. Like, and then they said this, and then they said this, and then this annoyed me.
Right.
And I never said anything to them. Mm-hmm. And I never spread it to anyone else. But I realized, why, like, I shouldn't feel this way.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, I totally was being the hater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whether it was something that they were doing that wasn't jiving well with me, or I just was being the hater.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The result was, this isn't healthy. Mm-hmm. And I think, like, and I shouldn't feel this way after hanging out with my friends. And there weren't other friendships I had where I came home and felt like I needed to have a debrief.
Right.
I came home and wanted to say, oh, that was so great.
Right.
Right.
I had so much fun. I love this person so much. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes you kind of find yourself in those friendships because you kind of, you're friends when you're young and then it keeps going. And then you're like, sometimes you leave and you're like, I'm starting to not feel as great as I did before. But like, right, it never happened. So, you know, and yeah, you just kind of like,
you kind of realize those things.
And then as you get older, you have to be like, maybe this is not a productive friendship. Yeah, maybe, right, you know, like, mm-hmm, maybe together we're not good, or this, that, and the fourth. And so, right, yeah, that definitely comes with like taking a step back from your friends and be like, wait a minute, I have to consciously like be friends with you and actively.
Right,
like,
right, right,
right.
Mm-hmm. And also if it's everything that they're doing, that I feel like I have to say something to Steven afterwards. Maybe it's not them. Maybe it's me. Mm. Because it's not like they did something that was so terrible.
Right.
I am just,
like, annoyed.
Annoyed.
Yeah.
Right. So then why would I be choosing to be around this person?
Right.
Can't be good for them. It can't be good for me.
Right.
Yeah. I want to surround myself with people who I go home and I'm like, Steven, let me just gush about this person.
Yes, mm-hmm, yes. And leave it, and that does come with, like, as you get older, you're like, I can actively choose who is in my life. And if they're not serving me or making me
feel
good,
how am I going to waste my time?
Right.
With somebody I don't even like?
Yeah, you barely have time to do stuff. So, like, to waste it, or,
right,
quote unquote,
not when
you're
waste,
right, you're feeling like you're wasting it, because I'm like, I'm not walking away feeling good. And
right.
So then what is this for?
Yeah.
How you want your friends to feel too when you leave.
Right.
Yes.
Because time is so precious and scarce.
Yeah.
In this economy, scarce.
I don't want someone choosing to hang out with me who then has to go have a debrief with their partner.
Right.
No. Like, why would I want that?
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No.
What about you guys? Have you had that experience?
Yeah. I mean, I think I just, like, am a hater. I mean, not, I, like,
you're like, hater friend is my default setting.
Yeah. But I don't mean it like I'm just hating all my friends. Like, that's definitely not it. But I think that I've built up this, like, hater because I just was so, I feel like every time I talk about anything, and the reason why I am the way I am, obviously it's because something with childhood, because that's how people are. But like, if I'm the biggest hater, then no one can ever say shit to me.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm, everyone was always saying shit to me. Mm-hmm. And I got tired of that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, and you know what? Before you even get to me, let me just tell you about all the things I thought about you last night. And I'm going to rip you up. And now what? Mm-hmm. Now what are we doing?
And here? Now you're on the defensive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And not because I'm a natural born hater, but I have, like, built this up because of insecurity, just being so insecure and being the punching bag and the, what is that shit called that you throw darts at? The target.
Mm-hmm.
The target, the punching bag, easy, always, until I was so tired of it, and then I just became the bully.
And can I ask you one question?
Yes.
And
the
answer is
probably yes. I don't know what you're gonna ask, but
just saying, hearing you say, like, and I want to, like, top them before, do you think that there were ever moments where, like, you were kind of, even for your own self, you're like, well, I'll beat you to it?
Oh, always.
You know, where you're just like, because that's kind of sometimes, like, where the bad talk comes to me, and I'm like, well, if I say it, then I already beat you to it, or, like, you know.
Oh, yeah,
that self-deprecation.
Yeah, and it's like, it feels like empowerment, but it's not. You're just hurting yourself.
And it's all in the name of, like, trying to protect myself, because if I can be like, oh, yeah, no, I'm a dumb bitch, you know, I don't know shit about shit, don't ask me, then you can't be like, why are you such a dumb bitch? You're mm-hmm. like, well, yeah. I knew I was. I just told you I was. So that didn't hurt, even though I'm like.
I think, Pete, you brought this up when you guys were talking about callbacks and auditions, of going into the room and having that select group of people in those smaller groups when, you know, you'd done it. Mm-hmm. Be like, you're so great, and give you that praise unwarranted. They didn't have to. They didn't need to. They chose to.
Right.
And you were sitting there trying to convince them. They're like, yeah, you're great. You should be there. But, like, don't compliment me too much.
Yeah.
It's like, how right. do you, if you're building yourself up to be the hater to insulate and protect yourself, I think there's also the other end of that spectrum.
Totally.
Where you're like, can't be happy for yourself either.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I heard you like saying it, and I was like, Jessica, stop. It's cutting me too deep. It's cutting me too deep.
And it's too real because you're so right. In that moment, people are like, and you deserve to be here. And I'm like, and thank you so much. But I'm just so thankful. And you just know, I think that.
Well, you don't want to come across also like so full of it either. God, I think that's the thing too, because people will be like, oh my God, you're so amazing and you deserve to be here. And like, you obviously say thank you. But even if you were like, no, I know, I like kind of think so too.
I think I just unlocked something.
Please. Oh shit. Oh no,
oh my God, say it.
Okay, here we go, therapy, you guys.
Yeah, here we are.
Genuinely. And even as I was like, oh, okay, this is what I think I just discovered right now.
Okay.
Growing up, of course, I was told, even when I truly, I swear to God in my life, did not think I was great or anything like that, but I was always told, like, she just thinks she's so much better than us, or she just thinks so that she's the best or whatever. And which is crazy because, like, growing up at the time, no, girl, I was so bullied, like, I did not think I was the shit at all.
Right.
But the girls thought I was the shit, so they were always trying to, like, drag me down.
Right.
And I feel like it has, like, followed me up until my adult life, where I'm like, if I can just, like, stay in my lane and not try to be like, I am the best, like shine or like do right. that. Again, it's just like the allowing myself to feel confident in what I'm saying and that I do have worth, and being like, no. I mean, yes, I'm great, but like, they're so great too. So right. like, let's not make this about
thing
me.
As like, if I shut myself up first, then they won't tell me to shut up.
Yes.
It's that same mm-hmm. thing. And that it's same thing with me. If I just tell them how stupid they are, then when they tell me, I'm like, well, I already said that you were. So now look at you mm-hmm. dumb. Mm-hmm. And I already told you that I was stupid. So what are we doing here?
And just the fear of like being told, oh, well, she thinks she's all mm-hmm. that. I'm like, no, I need to be like, because I am naturally so humble, truly to my core. I'm like, I do not believe that I'm more than any. But how is it through life they like thought? And I'm like, because I was confident. Damn yeah. it. Mm. The confidence was actually hurting me when I was younger.
It's right. a double-edged sword.
Yes.
Yeah. And especially as a woman.
Oh, God. Well,
I love the Barbie movie. I know it is very like baby's first feminism, mm-hmm. but I still love it.
Right.
And I especially love that little clip in, like, the intro of Barbie Land when they're, like, presenting her with the Nobel Peace Prize. And she goes, thank you. I earned it. I deserve this.
Right.
And everyone's like,
yay.
Right.
Right.
But can you imagine if we could do that?
Right.
If you could celebrate your accomplishments, thank you. I deserve this.
Yeah.
Right.
But then you'd be too full of yourself.
Oh, my gosh.
Well,
yeah.
Right. There's that clip. During the Emmys this year, Niecy Nash won an award for some roles in some TV shows. And she was like thanking whoever she needed to thank. And she was like, and you know what? I also want to thank myself because I worked hard and I believed in myself when no one else did. And I like did the whole thing, and I'm good for me because fuck. And mostly everybody was like, yeah, bitch. But obviously there was like, how she didn't cast herself. How could she think that she deserves this? And she's like, all I said was that I worked hard and I do deserve this, because if you work hard, you deserve to mm-hmm. get the awards. Mm-hmm. But also that's a black woman too. So God forbid she have any opinion at all.
Right.
Say added anything. Layers. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Added layers for sure. But like, yeah, when no one believed in her, she did. And that is why she got the awards, like,
yeah,
because, and that's fine, like, there's nothing wrong also with being like, yeah, I deserve this, I worked hard,
yeah,
but why does that sound bad?
Because like, we're supposed to be humble and appreciative mm-hmm. and oh right. I don't deserve this,
right
and to say right. I worked hard and I deserve this, like mm-hmm. you said, especially as a black woman, is like, humble yourself.
Yeah, they want her, and I mean, and black people in general, to be like, oh my God, thank you so much for allowing me, like, oh,
right.
like all of that.
Right.
Because I guess we should be grateful. I don't know.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
Thank you instead of thank me.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and also the longest relationship you'll ever have is with yourself. So why would you want to spend it hating yourself?
Oh, damn, that part.
Dang it. Pia cut you off. What were you saying, Liz?
It just made me think of our burlesque instructor, Ms. Vixen DeVille, when she said, "I'm awesome. Thank you." When she was teaching us that concept, we were like,
"I'm awesome. You're welcome.
I'm awesome. You're welcome."
And we were
like, oh, right. Because you're welcome. It felt weird me saying you're welcome to you for my presence. And Vixen DeVille was like, "Girls, hello." And I was like, "You're right, but you're saying it so confidently and I believe you. And you're right. You are welcome."
Right.
It's so just like that little mind switch of I'm amazing, you're welcome.
Right.
Yeah.
It's so important.
It's so important, but it's hard. And it's hard because also some people just won't perceive it as like, as what it is. They will perceive it as like, oh, so you think you're better than me?
And I think that that's where the money maker is right there. It's like people will think, and you know what? Scratch that.
Right.
I don't give a crap anymore. Genuinely. Yes. It's like, because if you continue to care what every person thinks, you're never going to please them. Just truly. So I don't care. But what if they think I'm full? Then starting now, if I in the future, I'm like, I'm so thankful to receive this award or receive this role. I deserved it. I'm genuinely not trying to like tear down any other woman, any other person. It's like, I'm just like, damn, I am proud of myself. And you know what? If anybody thinks that, oh, how could she think that? And that day I'm going to be like, thank God. Thank, you know?
Right. Yeah, I mean, let them. Because they're going to anyway.
Yes.
And you could take time to be like, no, that's not what I meant. What I really meant was this. And they don't give a shit anyway. They're going to be like, okay, she did that just to save her face. She really actually
And people are going to take what you say based on their experience and how they feel. And they're going to just, if they feel a type of way about that, they're going to shed it. If they didn't, because if right now one of you were like, I deserve it, I'd be like, amen. I would not for a second be like, how could she think that she deserves that?
If you did, that you feel the type of way.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's that person.
Mm-hmm. There will be people who perceive your confidence as arrogance and you have to let them.
Yep. Yes.
And you have to be okay with that.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's my lesson for this year. It's so scary, you guys. I don't want to come off as like
confident. And here's the thing. And sometimes you do have to check yourself, right? Because sometimes you are coming off as an arrogant or a bitch or whatever the fuck, and you need to be like, and you know what? Me to me. Okay. So maybe I didn't have to say that like that. Let me go, I'll say sorry, or let me not do that again, because that was a little bitchy.
But it's by doing it that you learn where the, like, if you just try to, kind of like you were saying, P, like, roll under the radar, self-humble yourself forever, and never go above that line, you're never going to know how to interact with yourself if you don't get that practice.
Yeah.
And then once you get that practice too, you start realizing there are, which sucks, especially in your 20s, realizing there are people in your life who need and want you to be small, like to stay small, to be small. Mm-hmm. And that is an insidious feeling when you finally, you know, start to have some self-confidence and you realize it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've had someone admit it to me. I was like, why are you doing this? Why do you need me to be small for you right now? And they said, I don't know. And I was like, but you just admitted you were doing it.
Right.
Oof.
It was my ex.
And that's why he's an ex.
Yeah.
There has to be a balance of confidence and self-awareness.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That self-awareness can, especially in darker moments, you can think it's self-awareness when it's really like self-hatred.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So how do you keep yourself? Okay, I'm balancing. I'm self-aware. I'm, you know, wanting to always improve myself and be a good person and a good friend, hold myself to a high standard. Mm-hmm. But I'm also confident in the work that I've done.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm feeling hateful towards that self, how do I make sure that I can differentiate self-hatred and self-awareness?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think that's when you have to go to the people that you love.
Right.
And hey, I've been feeling like I'm doing this thing. And the people that know you, right? I've been feeling like I've been doing this thing or acting this way, and I really don't like this thing about myself. Is this, can you be honest with me?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is this true? Is this something that I need to work on?
Well, Paloma and I had a situation recently where.
What story are we about to tell
them? No. Just one where you were like, hey, I think that maybe came across to what you said to that person, like, not very nice. And I was like, well, I didn't mean it like that. And you were like, no, for sure. And I know that. But the way you said it was not giving that. And I was like, fuck.
And that's Thank you for that.
That's a good friend.
Yeah.
Did I want to hear that? No.
Mm-hmm.
Because also, that wasn't my intention. I was just, like, chatting. I was just saying shit. And the poem was like, Yeah, girl. For sure. And like valid, except the way you said it was not the tea. And I was like, okay, cool. Thank you for that. And I made my rounds and I handled it. But like, that was necessary because even though that's not what I meant, I still came off like that.
And I knew in that moment, those were not, you, what you were saying, I was like, I know what she's trying to say. And that's why, because I know your intentions. And so it's like, and being a human is very hard. Like communicating and you're like, I'm sorry that I didn't communicate in the way that I thought that I was or something
because
I was like seeing you have this conversation, I was like, her intentions are here, but the delivery sometimes and then handled, you're like, right,
sorry, I that came across like this is not what I meant, and I do apologize, sorry, because sometimes, because you do need to check yourself, and sometimes other people need to check you,
and you are committed to bettering yourself and being better, and you're not just trying to be like, well, that's how I am, so
And
it's amazing to know that as young ladies, we are like willing to adapt and still like changing. And so it's great when you are still committed to being better. And so I love the older generation that is like really committed to like still like improving. Like my mom is like, keep teaching me. I don't care. I want to try to be better. I know I'm going to slip up, but literally correct me because I want to be better. And I can't say that for all moms or dads or things, you know.
That is like, I think one of the most amazing qualities in a person.
Absolutely.
Yep. Because, I mean, that's why we excuse a lot of behavior from old people, because we're like, they're just fucking old. And like, are we really going to try to convince and tell them? It's just too much to try to like even convince you or like talk you out of whatever it is because you're just so old. But like, there is always room for improvement.
I know. Yeah. I want to instill that in myself. Like, even when I get older and I feel that push to be like, I've always done it like this. I'm going to truly like be like, come on. You cannot be like, just because you have doesn't mean that that's how it needs to be. Yeah. And I don't know why as humans, it's like, oh, well, I've always done this. Right. But
and that's good
time
for you.
Has changed.
Correct.
So allow us to adjust.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's a balance, right, of wanting to being confident where you are, but also being self-aware of how you can improve.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
open
yeah.
to it.
Open.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Especially as you get older and you're maybe not as in touch with what we're all doing here.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Just being open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And accepting. And I think, like you said, that you feel like your mom is like that and always wanting to learn and always wanting to be better. I only really know, I think, a few older people in my life who are like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the level of, like, almost like humility that it takes for that person, because they're accepting that, oh, the way I learned something or this thing that I do like isn't right. I can change that. And I think that the older you get, the harder that gets.
Oh, yes. Totally. And especially if people are coming to you for like wisdom or like advice and stuff, it's easy for you to be like, right, because I've lived and I know.
Yeah. And this is how we did it.
And this is how we did it. And everybody lived through it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Times change. And also, all you guys like to talk about how everything's different now.
Mm-hmm.
Also, how you in the same breath, like, everything's changed and I don't know what's going on. But back in my day, how you do both?
Because it's safe to stay there and be like, because back in my day, I did this and I don't understand what's going on now because this is different. And so I'm going to just stay where I am, safe, because that's what I know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and to be like, it's different. I'm better here.
How do you feel like confidence, what it means, has changed to you from your early 20s to now?
I think now at this time in my life, and I'm sure my answer will change, but right now I think is just confidence is knowing that I am worthy enough in all aspects. Just I am worthy, period. So if that comment does not adjust with me, that's okay, because I'm still worthy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think. What about you guys?
I think a big part of it is that worthiness, right? And like, okay, I am worthy. I have value. I should be confident in that in terms of what I say, what I believe, my actions. I think I, in my early 20s, really viewed confidence as like a physical thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was very one dimensional.
Yeah.
And I think a big reason for that is because the hatred I had for my body overtook every aspect of my life.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So to be confident about anything else, I didn't even have space to think about anything else.
Right.
Right.
And so to be confident in my body was everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I did that work, and it used to have to be such an active thing that I was working on, right? Okay, I have to be confident. I want to do this. I'm working on this. I'm working on that. And I think in really in the last year, confidence has become more passive for me, which has been like a really amazing breakthrough that I don't have to actively think about it and work at it. And I feel more like quietly confident. And like I'm not having to prove myself to others or to myself.
Ooh.
That I'm confident in who I am. I'm confident that I have worth and value. I'm confident that what I have to say is important. I'm confident in myself as a mother, because that was a huge thing too. I used to feel early, you know, in parenthood, so insecure about every choice that I was making, and so worried that I wasn't a good enough parent. And now I feel like I can sit back and be like, I am a good mom and I am a good person and I'm beautiful. And it just is. I don't have to actively think about that and work at that anymore, which is like kind of like a quiet success.
Right.
Because it's not loud and it's not this huge breakthrough. It's just I'm content.
Right.
You're like, I am worthy.
And that's it.
And even when you mess up. I think that that's even important too, because it is literally a journey. It's the climb. We are trying to, you know, understand ourselves and every single day. So even when we do mess up and even when we do say something that we don't want to, or, oh, I acted as though something that didn't align with me, I am still worthy. And believing that is like, you're like, you know what? I messed up, but I am worthy and I have the chance to make it right right now.
Yes. And I think that's the difference, is now I can say, oh, I don't like the way that I acted towards this person, or, you know, I don't think that was the best choice, or maybe I could have been a better parent today, or even just like, yeah, I don't like my body right now. And be like, but that doesn't change my worth.
Right.
Like, those things can exist, and I don't have to pretend that they don't. But it also doesn't then go to the next step most of the time of like, and I'm a horrible person.
Right.
And I hate myself. I can just be like, yeah, eh, I'm not really feeling myself today.
What Ryan had said earlier about the, like, the practicing with yourself and the going through the paces, I feel like that's more where I resonate with confidence now than before, where I was like, before it was something other people could give to me, and now it's something I have to practice and source myself. It's not that validation and things can't come from other people.
Right.
But I'm much more selective about whose opinion I let matter. And then I'm also, like, much more patient because I'm understanding it as a practice and a process instead of, like, because I think, like, you guys being like, I am worthy, I am a good person, I'm like, I'm not there yet. I'm trying to separate my moral goodness or my morality from my ability to perform.
What you said right there, Jessica, would be like, confidence used to be something that was given to me, and now I know that I need to give it to myself. And oh God, that's so true. That's so true.
I'm with that too. Like, it's definitely something that's just, I feel confident when I know that it, like, I guess in, like, I can do it an example, like, with work. Right. I feel confident that I'm good at my job because I practice my job every day and I care about my job and I want to do the best work I can. And so I'm confident in my ability to do my job. I'm confident that I'm a good worker. Right. Okay. I am confident that I'm a good friend because I'm actively, you know, working to be a good friend. I'm listening. I'm checking in. I'm doing whatever. I'm checking the boxes. I'm having a good time. We're all having a good time. It's great. I'm confident in my friendship levels. My skills as a friend, I'm confident in that. And so I think just within myself right now, and like Paloma said, like, I'm sure it'll change, but I think I feel the most confident in things that I do actively work at. Like, I could think and be like, oh yeah, and I'm gorgeous and perfect and beautiful and I feel confident in what I'm wearing and I feel good about that. And that is, but that's like a moment. I don't think that's like an active thought. Like, I'm, oh, yes, I'm confident in my body and I'm confident in what I look like. That doesn't come up unless I'm, like, there doing that thing. But, like, the confidence of me, like, doing work, I'm like, I know that I'm doing a good job. I'm doing my best and I feel good about that. I know that I'm a good friend because I'm doing the things and I enjoy it and I'm in, and here it is. And so it's not, it's not passive yet. It's, I'm working at it. That's why I'm confident in it. You know?
Oh, that's so good. That's so good. And I think where you derive your worth from, right, where you derive your confidence from, that you're confident that you're doing the work, that is super important. Mm-hmm. And I think that's been a huge piece of the puzzle that's changed for me in the past. Like, honestly, comparing like my early 20s to now, that is like maybe the most vital piece of the puzzle. Mm. Right? Why was I so consumed with everything about my body? Right? Why was that like the core of confidence? Well, because my whole worth came from wanting to be fuckable.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Came from wanting people to find me attractive. Mm-hmm. So, of course, then when I was worried that my body wasn't in that category, mm-hmm. or that my face wasn't pretty enough or anything about myself, then my whole confidence and self-worth plummets.
Right.
Right.
That is not even like a thought for me anymore.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I have days where I don't like the way I look.
Yeah.
But it's not because I want someone else to find me attractive.
Mm-hmm. Well, and clearly you're fuckable because...
the proof is in the uterus. That's the thing, right? I'd only need my husband to find me fuckable, and I know he does. Right. So we are good. Proof. Yeah.
Is the proof in the room with us?
Yes, 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 it is. It's kicking me in the ribs as we speak. But I, you know, I have totally changed my personal value system.
Yep.
In terms of my appearance and also in terms of like my work, in terms of whose opinion I value, mm-hmm. and let that affect me. Mm-hmm. So many categories. I believe now that I am a good person and that I'm doing the work on myself where I need work to be done, and that that gives me value.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And not just like, but do men think you're hot?
Right.
Because that's when I was 19, that was the only thing that mattered.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which like, ew. Embarrassed right. at my past self.
I know. It is embarrassing right. to think about now.
But like, that was where our minds were so much. And now as we get older, you're like, but am I feeling confident? Is my body healthy? Am I this? Like right. other things matter more than am I fuckable?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and when you're dying, no one's going to be like, and she was so hot. Right. Thank goodness.
No. Right.
We'll miss her hotness.
Right. Yeah, literally that will leave no one's lips.
No.
Like, it just won't.
If you're describing your best friend or, like, someone you love, is the first thing you say, like, oh, my God, and she's so fuckable. And she's so, like.
She was so attractive, and thank
never,
God.
Never. Never. Like, never. That's not what I ever think about anybody or to describe them. I'm like, they are so nice. They are so welcoming. Just, like, certain things that, like, matter. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, listen, honestly, even people that I want to fuck. You know?
Right.
You're
yes,
like,
right.
You're like, yes, and they're so nice. They're this, this, this. Like, it's so many. Even, and also.
Yeah.
Trying to get in the pants.
That's so true.
You know?
Yeah. Which is also why it's kind of off-putting when, I feel like it's especially in religious circles, people, like, are writing a post for their spouse about how much they love them, and it's always like, and they're so hot and so attractive. And it's like, that's really kind of weird.
Now that you say that, I'm not, like, specifically with, like, the church.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, whoa, you've unlocked totally. They're like, my hot wife. I'm so glad. It's always hot wife.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Especially with, like, the younger, like, pastors, too. It's like, my hot wife that we love. And, like, thank God we have baby. Like, it's like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, no, weird, totally.
But, like, they can say it because they're married.
Because they're married.
Oh.
But it's like, you're still, like, kind of just, like, objectifying.
You're totally objectifying. Yeah.
Your wife.
But also, like, to Steven, I am your hot wife. But also, like, that's one of many things.
Right.
And that shouldn't be number one.
No.
There are a lot of really great things about me.
Right.
And that's just one.
Right.
Truly.
Yeah.
Truly.
Yeah. But damn, my brain, I was like, oh my God, I can see see the Instagram and Facebook posts.
Do you know anything about your spouse?
Right.
Or do you just look at them and go, hot,
hot wife gave me sons. Love her.
I like women.
Yeah, and Jesus. Okay.
Oh, God. There's a TikTok sound, which I know, God, I'm putting a have you seen the TikTok?
Yeah, right.
But there's this sound. It's, I believe, an interview clip of Sandra Bullock, and I favorited it, and I have gone back to it multiple times.
Oh, my God. Because
Please play it.
When it comes to confidence and self-worth, I think everyone needs to hear this.
Because I really like myself. I really like me. You know, I know I have issues. I know my imperfections rear their head often, but they're mine and they're not dangerous. They are, I know where they're from, and I get to love, you know, because I really like this.
Mm-hmm. With the Barbie music in the background.
Yeah, no, like,
I'm going to start
crying. I know. I was like, everybody, dry your eyes.
Why are you looking at me when you said that?
Well.
Well, Paloma, to wrap us up, what has changed for you in the way that you view and value confidence?
Just knowing that I'm the one that decides if I have the confidence or like, like I'm not going to, yeah, just not looking exterior for it. So I'm just going to keep checking in with myself and being like, how is she feeling today? If she's feeling confident, she's feeling confident. And if she's not feeling it that day, we'll try again tomorrow. YOLO.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think that that's just...
You decide.
Yeah. I get to decide my confidence. Because Jessica saying, like, allowing other people to give me that confidence really struck something in me. And I'm like, you're right. I can't even be given confidence. You can't. Even as much as we would like that the words and the things that people say actually make us feel, it's just for a moment. And then you're left with the way you talk to yourself and the words in your head. So if I feel like I'm confident, okay. Just keep checking in with myself.
You guys, thank you for sharing all of that. Like, that was, I think, as a friend, like, really wonderful to hear from you guys and, like, to hear that you're in a better spot than you were a year ago. And hopefully we can do another episode like this in a year from now and be like, look at those dummies.
They thought they were coming. They didn't know.
You know?
Oh, my totally. God.
And there's a lot of vulnerability to share about that. And I think... There was a lot of really great, helpful tidbits in this episode that I personally feel going away from this, like, oh,
yeah, me
that
too.
That did a lot for me. And Jessica, as always,
thank you. A gem of a human.
Oh my gosh. Well, let's celebrate another girly pop.
Let's celebrate.
Send it with a woo girl minute.
Yes.
Because we love uplifting women and everybody and their accomplishments, and they deserve it.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
We're going to do your woo girl minute because you deserve to be wooed.
Yes.
Period. And yes, we are. Okay. Our woo girl minute for today is from Jennifer. Jennifer says, I passed my teacher test on the first go. These tests are 4 hours long and super difficult. Now I'm on to the next step to fulfill my dream of being a math teacher.
Woo! And you know what? You deserve it. You earned it.
You deserved it.
You worked hard and you studied and you got it.
Yeah.
Period. And we need more math teachers.
You so smart.
Yeah.
You so math.
What is it?
Come teach me.
You so math.
Yeah.
What is that from the help? You was kind. You was smart. You was important. And you deserve it.
Oh, that's a really nice end, actually.
Yes.
I really like that.
And that's for everybody. That's for all of you. That's for Jennifer. That's for all of you. That's for all of us. We are smart, kind, beautiful, and important.
And worthy.
And worthy. And you get to decide. Don't leave it up to anybody else. Because if it's up to anyone else, it's not going to be good. Well, with that, we love you guys so much. Be sure to follow us on TikTok and Instagram. Subscribe to this YouTube channel. If you would like to participate in any Woo Girl Minutes, you can leave them in the comments below. Or you can submit in the Google form we have in the description as well. And we will see you guys in the next one.
Bye.